going to a place in your car and you saw a friend walking, you'd ask, can I what you home? Can
give
I?
You a ride, carry you home, okay. Give you a lift.
Did you ever say take you home?
Yeah, take you home.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way.
Push it.
Maybe you had a sack of groceries if you didn't have your car, so you picked it up and
carried it home.
Anything else? You
towed it at home.
Okay. Do you use the word tow?
Yeah.
Does tow give you the idea it's something heavy or you have to put your arms around it or any special?
No, tote's not as heavy. It might be something you could just pick up and carry by the top or by the handle or something. Carry is to actually
put
have to hold it and carry it. And
what about packed it or lugged it?
Yeah. Pack something around. Pack a kit around on your hip.
That gives you the idea of something heavy or hard to hold on to. And you tell a child that that stuff is very hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell someone, go.
Fetch me a hammer, bring me a hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be hit and others will hide.
Hide and seek.
What do you
call Red Rover.
Huh?
A Red Rover.
Uh-huh. Do they hide in Red Rover?
I think so. Maybe, no, it wasn't Red Rover. It was Red Witch Doctor that we hid in.
Red Witch Doctor?
Yeah. Somebody was it was kind of like it, you know, you were the Red Witch Doctor. And then we used to play sardines, too.
What was sardines?
That was where you'd go and hide. One person would go and hide.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else would go look for that one person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you found them, you didn't holler or yell or anything, you just got in with them there. And each person, until you had everybody all packed in, the last one to find them had to go and hide the next time. What's fun?
What about in hide and seek, the tree you could touch and you'd say, you'd call that the
base?
And
or home?
In football, you run toward the
goal.
And say if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish it, just give me one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke and said he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
Did you ever hear people say get shed on them?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I've never used it. It always sounded kind of, I don't know, a little funny.
Who would say that kind
of thing? Oh, I don't know. Some of the kids I went to school with said it, you know.
How would they use it?
Like, you might say, I got to try to get shed of my little brother. He keeps following me around, you know, or something like that. It was usually a person rather than a thing, if I remember right. I'd say a person probably more than a thing.
It would sound kind of funny to say get rid of your brother.
Yeah. Your parents might not like it too much.
Say if a child left their pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. Say if that's somebody
stole it, copped it, ripped it off, nabbed it.
And you say, you weren't actually going to hit his little brother, but you made a fist and he
made like he was going to hit him.
Okay. And you say, I had just
written him a letter.
And yesterday he
I wrote him a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
write him a letter.
You say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a
what?
I wrote him and it was time I was getting a
an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope and you take out your pen and you
address it.
Do you ever hear people say you back the letter?
You what?
Back the letter.
No.
You say, well, I was going to write it, but I didn't know his
address.